club.
Here we go.
Because the run home just got a little bumpier.
You cannot be serious.
I'm going to see you every friggin' week.
There's got to be an investigation to this.
This is the Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
Oh, what a weekend. Welcome to Monday, MG.
Oh, is it already? I had a massive weekend. Thank you to Brad Waugh, who hosted all the ex-players out there at Penrith Park on Saturday. We did a little out of honour. Thank you all the supporters who turned up. Unfortunately, we didn't get our desired result.
But, no, we'll talk about your Panthers in about 5 minutes' time. Hey, what, give us a finishing time. What time did the bar shut?
Put it this way, I saw the sun come up, which is never a good thing when you're 50.
We will hear all about MG's old boys' days out at the Panther Park.
No, we won't.
Yes, we will. And you predicted Roy Simmons. You said you'd stay away from him at the bar. Did we steer clear of Royce?
We did.
Okay. But we will talk about the troubles at the Panthers. They seem rudderless without James Maloney. We're going to have the King, royalty, on the Rush Hour with MG in about half an hour time.
Hasn't his nephew just been a breath of fresh air in the competition, Lachlan?
Wally Lewis, the King, uncle of Lachlan, what we're going to start referring to him as now after Lachlan Lewis's match-winning performance for the Bulldogs. Wally Lewis to join us just after 6:30. We've got to talk about Winx, the new national record, 26 straight.
Oh, and she,
that fantastic performance on the weekend.
She's just great to watch.
But, MG, we are going to hashtag focus on the footy next. We've got to talk about Andrew Fifita.
We do.
133.53, if you've seen the aggressive celebration that he pointed in the direction of his coach's box on the weekend, give us a call. What do you think? Passion? Unnecessary?
Especially especially Sharkies fans, what do you think? 133.53.
It's the Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, talking Andrew Fifita up next.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wally Lewis, the King, joining us in just over 20 minutes. MG, you've also got to hand out your MEG for performance of the weekend. And given how much sport there was yesterday and on Saturday, it's going to be a tough one.
Very tough. Didn't know where to look on the weekend. There's so much sport going on. I said on this show about a week ago, what do you do if you don't watch sport, I wonder? There's not much to watch on telly, I'll tell you that.
We are going to talk about your Penrith Panthers in a moment, but first, let's do this.
Trending now.
Sharkies with a 28-16 win over the Cowboys on a very cold Saturday night down at Shark Park. But MG, everyone's talking about Andrew Fifita. 68th minute in the second half, he crossed for a try, a barnstorming try, the Andrew Fifita at his best.
Yeah.
And then he got fired up and pointed a very strong fist and a little bit of a yapping, talking, bit of sign language pointed at the direction of the Sharks coaching box.
Well, we're wowsers, aren't we? What's the problem? Like, who did he hurt? We as a sport complain that there's not enough characters in the game, and as soon as someone shows a bit of passion, we want to hang him out to dry. Like, I don't get it. I don't get the everyone's just like, take a chill pill. The bloke's just sat on the bench for 30 minutes. He's got on, and I think Shane Flanagan's got the exact result he wanted.
Well, it's been reported that Jim Dimmick, one of the assistants at the Sharks coach, had a conversation with Andrew, a fairly strong conversation with Andrew at halftime, saying, you are not running hard enough.
As you do too, if you're a coach or an assistant coach. And if it was Jimmy Dimmick, Jimmy's earned the right. And if you're Shane Flanagan, he's earned the right to do it. And I think Andrew Fifita's earned the right to do what he did because he was frustrated and peed off that he was sitting on the bench for so long getting splinters on his ass. Like, I hear worse on the referee's microphone effects. Like, from Cameron Smith and Jonathan Thurston, two of our future immortals say some pretty unsavoury things when chatting to referees. If we're going to worry about little Tommy playing in the street, well, let's turn the microphones off the referees for a start, because that's passion. That's... You know what? Let's not hang him out to dry because a kid shows some passion on a footy field. And I think Andrew Fifita is all, you know, we like to talk about him when he does something bad, but I don't see anything bad in what he did on the weekend. Not one bit bad, in fact.
Ray in Cronulla, 133.53. Appropriate level of passion from Andrew Fifita?
But the supporters here are getting to the stage where we're calling he and Aaron Woods the Walk It Up brothers.
Oh.
You know? Honestly, you go back when Fifita first came to us, and if we scored a try, he'd sprint back over the dead ball line and then be sprinting for 20, 30 metres. Bashed him. Now, they just walk it up. Him and Woods, they just walk it up. I'm 71. I reckon I could run it up harder.
Oh, Ray. You know what? I think Fafita's is still in line to win the prop of the year. So I think that's a little unfair. I don't think he's a walker. Well, anyway, it's, you know, maybe Flanagan saw that his form was dropping, so he said, you know what, I've got a way to fix that.
Yeah, I reckon if the wins keep coming, Shane Flanagan won't care about the sign language from Andrew Fafita.
He's the coach, so it's his problem to deal with if he thinks it's a problem. No one else's.
Craig in Caringbah, Andrew Fafita, do we like the passionate response?
Yeah, look, guys, look, Sharks supporter, Fafita, we all know he wears his heart in his sleeve, does some good things, does some great things. I agree with MG. Why are we talking about this? There's so much great footy to be talking about. So much great, you know, Aussie rules, winks, you name it on the weekend. And look, I think we're talking about it because the media love talking about Fafita. He polarises people, but really, that was a nothing issue. And for it to be the first topic talked about on your show tonight, it's just surprising.
Well, the first topic's usually what's trending now, and Andrew Fafita's outburst is trending, as they say. It's everyone wants to talk about it, and we thought, I want my opinion on it, because I think to say that there was anything... You know, who did he hurt, by the way, in that? Who do you think he hurt, himself or anyone else?
No, I don't think he hurt anybody, to be honest with you, but I think Craig's taken us to task a bit, MG, so let's move on for Craig's sake, if not for our own. Your boys, the Penny Panthers... Are they lost without James Maloney? Is it a no Maloney, no Panthers? Because a 2012 loss to the Newcastle Knights, especially on Old Boys Day when there's club greats like yourself out there having a couple of frothies in some private boxes behind the glass and they couldn't get up for it.
Well, I'll put it this way. This is probably stating the bleeding obvious, but there's no way Penrith can win the comp after their last month's display of footy. But what gives me hope is the Dragons against the Tigers on the weekend, that basically you're one win away from continuity. And I think that's what Penrith are at the moment. The last 2 weeks has been mayhem at the foot of the mountains. Everyone and anyone wants to talk about coach. What coach, who's going to be there? Who's leaving? What's happening? And it's obviously had an effect on the players. You could see how they played against Newcastle on the weekend. The first try they scored was from a lucky knockdown from the fullback and took a long time to score their second. And basically, Newcastle just out-enthused a team that coming fourth, which should never happen.
Well, isn't that concerning then? Because with two rounds still to go in the regular season, James Maloney is not going to be back till finals, is the diagnosis we have at this point. How do they regain that excitement? Cameron Serraldo, thrown in the deep end here, he's got the interim coaching job through to the end of this season at least. But what do they need to do to recapture some of that competition, potentially winning form that they had earlier in the year?
I think it's a case of siege mentality. They're going to... Next two games, they're going to be underdogs against the Warriors and against the Storm. Win one of them games away, and all of a sudden the morale is boosted instantly. You lose both them games, well, you're probably going out the semi-finals in straight sets. They beat the Warriors on their home deck, significant. You beat Melbourne on their home deck, equally significant. So, as I said, the Tigers and Dragons game on the weekend gave me a little bit of hope as a Penrith supporter, saying that, well, they're one win away from getting some rhythm back in their game. But you're right, James Maloney's a massive loss. And when he's not playing, well, this year in particular, when he hasn't played, they're a different team. But that's something... I think Cameron Serraldo's the man for the job at the moment. He's got to sort the things out and get the boys on the same page together. But what better way to do that than a road trip to New Zealand?
And Billy Kickow and Tyron May just getting a bit caught up in Old Boys Day and taking a bit of the old boy attitude and throwing a few fisticuffs.
I've got no doubt that's frustration built up over the last fortnight.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. We're going to keep talking about the footy next. Manly, a club that is having a season to forget. And the West Tigers... have all but seen their finals chances for 2018 go. We'll talk about that next.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
It's the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M, 15 minutes away from Wally Lewis joining us. Let's do another edition of this.
Trending now.
MG, Friday night at Brookvale, a dismal crowd, below 7,000 people turned up. And with 39 minutes into the game, a few other Manly supporters might have been disappointed they hadn't turned up because they were leading 22-6.
Yep.
And then the Gold Coast Titans went wooshka. Six unanswered tries. And in the end, just a bad season for the Seagulls went from bad to worse.
Yeah.
Because they're a genuine contender for the wooden spoon now.
Yeah, they, oh, honestly, yeah. There's four teams in running for it, and Manly are dead set one of them. And after watching the game, we called it here on Triple M, and they looked real. The Titans scored first. Manly bounced back, as you mentioned, to lead 22-6. And then the Titans scored right on half-time through AJ Brimson. And it was like there was 13 balloons that got let, that got busted on the footy field. Like, and you think to yourself, boys, you're still in front. They got so used to losing of late that they thought, well, their shoulders slumped. And, you know, it's not, if you're a Manly fan at the moment, it is worrying signs because their crowds are at an all-time low. They've never gotten the wooden spoon in their 70-year history, which, as you just mentioned, they could be on track to get. You take the Turbo brothers out, who had five of their six tries combined, and wow.
I guess that is the positive, though, that you do have the Turbo brothers who are sort of, they have that Manly DNA that the club needs to rely on moving forward in these players. But you're right, they don't know who their coach is going to be next year at this point. There's accusations.
Swallow some pride. Someone's got to swallow some pride on the peninsula, and they've got to get their man back who would give them instant DNA.
Well, you mentioned that, and Jeff Toovey spoke to Triple M Saturday NRL about the prospect of returning to the club he once coached and coaching again.
Oh, look, I would, but I don't think that the owners, the current owners, would probably swallow their pride and want me back there, so that's just the way it is.
Yeah, I heard that on the weekend, and that's what, you know, that's what's got to happen. I mean, if you want to ask anyone on that northern side of the beaches, and they're going, well, Toovey, why did you get sacked for in the first place, really? Would they have a, I didn't, was it a public falling out with the Pens, or?
Well, there were signs, there were signs at the game on Friday night saying bring back Toovey. There's been
local
signs
pubs, yeah,
at the front of local pubs. So that's where the support lies. MG, let me ask you this.
Yep.
Back in David Smith's era, when he was running the NRL, there was reports of $15 million being put on offer to NRL clubs, to Sydney NRL clubs that would consider relocating. And you, we spoke to Peter Beattie on this show at the beginning of the year, and you expressed your passion for the need to expand the competition.
Mm.
Should Manly move?
Oh, that's a hard one.
That sort of $15 million carrot on offer.
Maybe that's gone up now to $20 million. If someone said to a Sydney club, there's 10 Sydney clubs, if someone said, you know, like the Western, you know, whoever, he's $20 million for your team to relocate, and if my club was struggling, it's going to struggle for the next 2 or 3 years, I'd snap my fingers and get over there, because you've seen what's happened with Newtown and the Bears, and I would rather a piece of my team still in the competition than all of nothing.
Mm.
Which, if, say, let's just for instance sake, say Manly. If it was the Western Seagulls and I'm a Manly fan, sure, I'd be pissed off that they're going over there. But if my team was going to be outed from the competition because of financial constraints or crowds and all that type of stuff, and they looked at the, you know, the bottom line and said, we can't sustain it anymore, but if we give you $20 million to go to Perth for the next 5 years, you're going to be a buoyant team that's going to attract untold players. I don't know. What Manly fans, what would you think? I don't know. It's happened to the North Sydney Bears. It's happened to the Newtown Jets. It's, as I said, you talk to them fans these days and they can't watch rugby league because their team's gone.
Well, there's going to be no more rugby league at Brookvale this year. Their last two games of the season are away to the West Tigers this Thursday night at Campbelltown. And the last game of the season, they play the Broncos up at Suncorp Stadium. So there won't be any more football in Brookvale this year. And you just hope that they can get everything sorted in the off-season and come back and fit and fight for 2019.
You do. You don't wish any club, even if you don't go for them, to be in peril.
MG, the other game, quickly, we want to talk about Wally Lewis not far away from joining us. The West Tigers, the Dragons, on Saturday afternoon at Leichhardt Oval, the twilight game. It was the rise and rise of the West Tigers taking on the slide and slide of the Dragons.
Mm.
And the Dragons won out, and all of a sudden they're out of the headlines.
Yeah, a sold-out crowd at Leichhardt Oval, conducive with a victory, you'd thought, for the Tigers, but they got a little bit of stage fright at the worst possible time, and you just got to wonder again, like I said with the Panthers, all this turmoil about coaches and talk behind closed doors about who's here, what's that, and it does affect people in different ways. I'm not going to say that's the only problem, why they lost, but it certainly does have some effect on the players.
And as you said, the performance of the Dragon gives you hope for your Penrith Panthers.
Well, Merrie McGregor, he described it as his best ever victory as coach, so that's big coming from the coach, and I bet you he thought he was under a bit of pressure as well, so coming at a timely time.
MG, very quickly before we go, with two rounds to go before finals,
yeah,
if I gave you $100 to lay on a team to win the comp,
I'd put $20 on the Dragons, $20 on the Warriors, and $20 on the Panthers, just for a bit of value.
All right. And what if I made you put $100 of your own money on a team?
Storm.
It's the Rush Hour with MG on Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Wally Lewis joins us next.
Think you're struggling to get home in traffic? This guy has to head all the way to Penrith after work. The Triple M Rush Hour with MG.
And here they come, getting to the outside, Winks and Kemantari. And Kemantari's trying to stick with her, although she dropped him now. Kibiza Navaka takes the lead, 200 metres to run, but here she comes. Winks right down the outside, powering away from them. Invictus Prince D'Argento and Kemantari, but how soft for Winks. There's 26 in a row for the champ. Wins the race named in her honour.
MG, not many people get anything named in their honour. You've got a trophy, but it's for under-8s and you can't compete in it. But to win the thing named in your honour, regardless of whether you're a person or an animal, it's truly great.
Well, you know, we grew up hearing about Farlap, hearing about Don Bradman, hearing about the Dragons' record run of premierships in a row. In the last 15 years, we're witnessing a bit of history ourselves with the Queensland Origin team being so dominant. This horse has just captured the imagination of all Australians and overseas as well. At the moment, it's the best racehorse in the world, and we're actually witnessing it. We're not just hearing about it later in life. We're seeing it happen. It's so good.
That was 26, a new national record, 26 straight. Have you been out to see a race?
Yeah, I have.
It's incredible. It is.
It's like nothing I've seen before. You know, a day at the races is great, but when you see a horse like her, and she keeps coming from behind to win, it's the movie is there to be made. I can't wait. It's the movie that's going to be...
Who should they cast as the horse?
Oh, Winks.
She's a good boy. If she wins a fourth Cox Plate this spring carnival... Oh,
who's going to beat her?
We need to name something else after her, other than just a horse race.
Maybe the Opera House.
The
Winks House.
It's the Rush Hour. Winks the musical. Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. Another legend, a great, joins us next. Wally Lewis, to tell us whether his nephew Lachlan learned any of it from him or whether it's all from his younger brother Scott.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG, Sydney's 104.9, Triple M. MG, yesterday, the Bulldogs, for a team that's been through so much this season, with a rookie coach in Dean Pay, they are putting together some nice form at the tail end of the season.
Yeah, they are. In particular, young Lachlan Lewis, who celebrated his 22nd birthday yesterday with a majestic field goal.
Nice little field goal.
Into the wind.
Reckons he's never kicked one, it's never successfully kicked one at any level prior to that.
Oh, and I sense he has a little bit of immortal DNA.
Well, you're absolutely right. It is a pleasure to welcome in an immortal of the game, the King, Wally Lewis, and now I guess Uncle of Lachlan is probably what he needs to get used to being referred to. Wally Lewis, welcome to the Rush Hour with MG.
Yeah, thanks, mate. Yeah, I'm just a ring-in, just the uncle. That's it. Very proud one.
What a composed young kid. I had the fortune of chatting to him a couple of weeks ago when they beat the Broncos at ANZ, and I said to the audience after it, I said, well, there you go. There is one of the most level-headed young 21-year-old kids I've met in the game. So it's a big heads-up to your brother and his family.
Yeah, it sure is. He hasn't got too carried away with the success that he's enjoyed so far, and I think he realises that coming into it is certainly a real challenge in itself, but he's got a long, long way to go in the game, and he just wants to make sure that he makes the most of the success that he has early in his career, learns from it, and wants to stick with it as much as he possibly can. But he really does seem to be very cool, calm and collected about it, and being able to snap a field goal from that far out, boy, that's indicates that he's got a fair bit of ability on board.
And look, this is the first we're seeing of him. He made his debut in round 16 this year for the Bulldogs, but you obviously would have been across how he was travelling as a footballer. How is he? What's his path to the NRL been?
Well, mate, he started off playing junior footy and minors, the under sevens and eights with Capalabar in Brisbane, and then as he got into his teenage years, he went to South Logan and and always got the reports that from his father. Oh yeah, he's going along okay. Not getting too carried away. He had a couple of years in Canberra with the under 20s there, and trying to make sure that he could get a bit of a start. And he was disappointed for a couple of years, but after going to the Dogs, it's been pretty impressive the way that he just seems to have handled it all so cool, calm, and collectively.
Oh, absolutely, he's a big. He's a good size too. He's at 190 centimetres, so yeah. he's tall for a half. Hey, Wally, yep. How are things up in Brisbane? It's been for a club that is so huge and so strong and dominant, and seems so they present as such a strong unified club. This has been a change of tune at the Broncos, what we've seen over the last couple of weeks with what's going on with the boss and the coach.
Yeah, it seems to have been. I mean, it's always been such a happy club. They've all got along extremely well, and you know, Bennett's certainly always been in control there. There really hasn't been any questioning. I think the only time someone questioned him, he got the punt. That was back in 1990, and I think his name was Wally Lewis. He got the boot out of the joint. So, after that, it's always been, you know, a pretty cool club, and I think we're going to have to wait. We're not going to be told exactly from Bennett or what's going to happen at the moment, but that's going to come out, I'm damn sure, in the next few weeks. But it really is some tough times for the NRL.
Yeah, and one gets the feeling that no matter what, the Broncos will find themselves again and get their footing back. And like, this year's not even over there. Even though they might be 21 to win the comp, they're still in it with a good shake. But what about just recently, we had a real good feel-good thing in Rugby League World, which you already are one of them, an immortal of Rugby League. And the induction about 3 weeks ago of five new immortals was one of them real good feel-good stories of Rugby League.
Yeah, it sure was, mate. Of course, there was always the conversation about making sure that we inducted some of the game's greats from the early days. And after Messenger, Burge and Brown, Proven, he's a bloke that was on the trophy for a long, long time, and one of the biggest players to ever grace our game. And Big Mal, who MG and I both had the fortune
or misfortune,
the fortune in the representative games for Australia, or the misfortune either at club or interstate level, where I'm sure he used to look at our jerseys, Mark, and just see that there was almost a zebra crossing there, and he had to run straight over the top of us and keep going. I can remember I said something to him on the field one day which was rather insulting to Mal, and he just turned and he looked at me and he went on a rather huge detour to get to exactly where I was. I thought, oh no, I'm in trouble here.
Well, I personally saw Brad Fittler soil his underwear in a game when Mal ran at him. He goes, quick, an adult nappy now.
Yeah, I just turned into a zebra crossing there. And it's a wonderful promotion. Obviously, there was some argument over who deserved to get in there, but you can't please all of the people all the time. And I think you know, the guys that got in this time certainly deserve their position.
Yeah, well, here, mate. Obviously, we're both ambassadors of Best Sheds, and I heard you just finished a pretty good ad up there, brother.
Yeah, it was fantastic. It was an opportunity. I got the chance to be able to do a little bit more, and I think we've enjoyed working for Best Sheds. They're a good group of guys to be alongside.
Wow. Yeah.
Now, while normally when MG tries to get away cheap ones for the blokes he does some work with, to give a nod to all of his personal sponsors, I normally don't have a third party ganging up on getting involved here. So, so thank you for that. I've got Buckley's and none of keeping Best Sheds out of tonight's show.
Yeah, but that's good. Well, I'm glad that you just mentioned Best Sheds and talked about Mark mentioning Best Sheds, because by the mention of Best Sheds there, I think it's an outstanding way to promote MG and I as good promoters of the Best Sheds company. So next time that you're looking for a shed, get one of the Best Sheds.
Wally Lewis, thank you for your time on the Rush Hour with MG. You are welcome here anytime, and we appreciate and look forward to seeing your thoughts on the rest of the footy season.
Thanks, mate. I'm feeling all the best while I'm in this shed.
The king,
champion.
The king, and I guess the prince of blatant promotion from you two there.
I believe that was 10 little tings.
Oh, do you get to submit an invoice for each one day?
I think so. Daddy's not happy.
Oh, this is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MG, you can't give your MEG, your performance of the weekend, to Best Sheds. You're going to have to give it to someone else.
Yes, I know who I've got in mind.
Oh, you've got someone set?
I certainly have.
All right, we'll find out next.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
MG, one of the biggest athletes in the world, has landed in Sydney. Usain Bolt arrived on the weekend.
One of the biggest. He is the biggest.
Is he?
I think he's the biggest athlete, yeah.
LeBron James?
Depends how you define athlete. I think LeBron's more of a sportsman.
Okay.
So I'm thinking like athletics.
All right, well, yeah.
Athletically.
Yeah. If the biggest sprinter in the world arrived in Sydney.
The best 100-metre runner in the world arrived. Say that.
Usain Bolt has touched down, and now he has left Sydney, and he's up in Gosford. He's on the Central Coast, taking up his training agreement with the Central Coast Mariners in the A-League. It's going to be a huge story for as long as it lasts. And the impromptu press conference that happened, he was asked the question, how long do you plan on staying?
Forever. Hopefully. That's my key. I'm here for a short period, but I'm going to push myself, work hard, and show what I'm capable of.
Forever. That's a long time.
Yeah, I don't know if Usain quite understands how long your typical soccer player's career lasts.
Forever. So if it's good enough for me, it's good enough for Usain. Well, the other way around.
So he
Look, it's exciting. It really is. As we mentioned, Sean Mealycamp, the GM up there at the Central Coast Mariners, it's shot in the arm for the A-League. We're talking about the A-League. It hasn't taken a back seat to AFL and Rugby League in our seasons. We're actually talking about the A-League and it's their off-season.
At the pointy end of the season. Their first training session for the Central Coast Mariners is being held tomorrow morning.
Oh.
It's happening at Central Coast Stadium that they have hired out for the training sessions because they're expecting
such a turnout. 5,000 people there.
Which is almost as many as Manly got to the game on Friday night.
No, you just love digging it in, don't you?
I'm just pointing it out. MG, your MEG is coming up next for Performance of the Weekend, but something for everyone to keep an ear out for this week. Grab the Triple M app, subscribe to the Rush Hour with MG Catch-Up podcast, because there are 8 teams that are not going to be involved in the finals series.
Correct.
Which means there are 8 teams that, once we get to finals, we're probably not going to talk about very much.
Mm.
So what we have done, or what we are going to do for all of those 8 teams... You're going to fix them, MG.
Yep, like Bob the Builder. I'm going to fix them.
Like MG, the dodgy construction manager.
Today we did the Cowboys.
Tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock, Producer Charlie, the podcast will be available. MG fixes the Cowboys for season 2019. So if you're a Cowboys fan, grab the Triple M app, subscribe to the Catch Up podcast, and tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock the podcast will drop and MG will explain what they need, if they've got the right coach, what they need to change structurally, attacking with the Jonathan Thurston departure. MG fixes it all. And we're going to do that for all the teams that miss out on finals. But next, MG.
I would call it a must listen, actually. Must. You must listen. Get the app. Download the app.
Or what?
You'll go get them.
Oh, please.
Yeah. Put your shirt back on, mate.
As long as you're standing behind me. This is the Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. MEG up next.
For a deeper dive into footy, hear the Triple M Grill Team live weekday mornings on 104.9 Triple M, or get the catch-up podcast daily from the Triple M app.
The Rush Hour with MG. Sydney's 104.9 Triple M. You all right?
Just love Queen. Bohemian Rhapsody out in November. Their life story. Watch out for
you. Are very excited about that movie, aren't you?
Oh, yeah. I grew up with them. They're my next. Yes, were the kind of two bands that I gravitated towards.
Taking on something like that, you just hope they don't stuff it up.
I don't think they will.
Okay.
I think it's more of a celebration of Freddie's life than anything.
Looking forward to it. But MG, as big as the honour of playing Freddie Mercury in a role in,
Bohemian Rhapsody.
Yeah, Bohemian Rhapsody. This is bigger. Dyer's MEG for Performance of the Weekend.
Mm.
Let's talk me through some of the nominees of people who might have missed out on the award, but that you like the efforts of.
Well, we spoke about the fair horse, Winx. She was definitely up there, but she's got enough accolades at the moment. Usain Bolt, he's in town, so...
You don't get an MEG for just turning up.
Nah, ring-a-ding-ding. Buddy Franklin's the new king, I think. He's kicked another 5 on the weekend for the Sydney Swans. Matty Ryan... His boys at Brighton upset Manchester United with him in goals. So good on you. Ricky Stewart for sitting on the sideline in Canberra for the whole game in 1 degree temperatures.
I feel like the bar's low.
Well, we spoke to his uncle earlier in the show, and there's only one young man who deserves the MEG this week, and it's the young man who won the game for the Bulldogs. I speak of one, the only, Lachlan Lewis. When he done this, when he's 22nd.
Will they have a pop from 30 out? Lewis has got time. Lachlan Lewis on his birthday hates it up. He's got it.
What?
Phenomenal. Kidd gets the footy, and time stood still as we waited to see whether it would get over the crossbar, and it did.
Yep, it's very well described by Bretton Speed. It's time stands still for this young kid. He seems to kick with plenty of time. He seems to pass, and he's got beautiful hair.
Mm.
So he should, honestly, someone out there should do a thing with him there, Sunsilk or someone. Sponsor him. It's the young Ron Moss he is. Can you just imagine him doing the pose in the ads, like looking at the camera going, yep.
I was so prepared for you to say, and he's got beautiful hair.
No, beautiful hair. I lament the days of beautiful hair, Liam.
Well, congratulations to Lachlan Lewis, 22 yesterday.
Yeah.
But more importantly, he's the recipient of the MEG.
Good story, too. Now, speaking to Wally, his uncle, earlier today in the show, and, you know, at the start of the year, we heard that maybe he was on the outer at the doggy, so he had to earn his right. And with a famous last name like that, it's going to be very hard.
All right, MEG. MEG.
Ha ha!
MG, we're done.
Great show. He's Liam. I'm MG. Stay random, Sydney.